واطمئنان مغفور الخطايا والأثام والزلات من قبل مراحم الرب يا أبا أخوتي أمين. On this day of the year 53 of the martyrs, San Euthius, patriarch of Antioch, departed. He was born in Pamphylia. In the middle of the 3rd century, he was well known for his godliness and knowledge. When the patriarch of Antioch departed, they chose Erastus as his successor in the year 324 AD. His fame became well known for his virtues and profuse knowledge. He attended the Council of Nicaea to judge Arius, and he defended the decisions of the council. After the council, the Arian bishops devised many plots to remove him from his position. They intercede and buried an adulterous woman with much money to accuse Saint Euthysius, the patriarch, that he was the father of her child. They convened a council and judged to excommunicate him from his episcopal rank. They informed Emperor Constantine, who believed their unfounded judgment. He deposed and banished the Euthysians. Thrace, where the saint remained until his departure. When the people knew the decision of the emperor, they revolted for they were confident of his innocence. However, the meek patriarch appeased then, and he accepted the decision peacefully. When he arrived to his exile, he preserved in praying, contemplation, and writing many useful spiritual books, and sent many epistles against the Arians until he departed in peace. The Lord God willed to manifest his innocence and to reveal the truth. The woman became seriously ill, and she knew that was because of her false accusation against the saint. She came to the church and confessed before the people of the city of the innocence of that saint. She pointed to the Arian bishop who urged her to do that. Those Arian bishops who were responsible for the exile of the patriarch, the Lord took revenge against them and allowed them to taste the bitterness of punishment as the punishment for their weakness. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also the year 203 AD, Saint Perpetua and her companions of women and men were martyred during the reign of Emperor Septimius Severus. This saint was born in the year 181 AD in Carthage, North Africa, modern-day Tunisia. She was a well-educated young lady from an illustration wealth family. She was married to a nobleman and had a young child. They apprehended her when she was 22 years old, along with some men and women, right after receiving the sacrament of holy baptism and became Christians. They were imprisoned to deny Christ. However, God granted Perpetua visions and revelation. Subsequently, she converted and confirmed the others in faith. They sentenced them to deny Christ, but they were steadfast in their faith. Therefore, they started to torture them severely. They threw Saint Perpetua before a wild cow, which struck her fiercely, tore her clothes, and threw her on the ground. The saint supported herself and tried to bring together to turn apart of her dress to cover her body. Therefore, in her death, she was not any less concerned about her chastity than in her life. This was an indication for the devotion of the earthly Christians to chastity and their preservance on it. When she saw her family crying and screaming in the Colosseum, she told them, "Be firm in the faith, love one another, and do not be grieved or frightened because of our passion." After a series of tortures, the governor ordered them beheaded, and they accepted the sentence with joy. They were beheaded with a sword, one after the other, and they all received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.